Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good evening, everyone. This is Brother Baba Waitapa right here in Oklahoma City. Yours truly, your host with the most. I am right here getting ready to broadcast tonight. We got a very, very, very electrifying show tonight. We got Brother Pruitt, who's going to be on tonight again and give us another rendition of his wonderful, very insightful and educational knowledge regarding reparations here in the Western Hemisphere of what we call the United Snakes of America. Again, I do, that is. So, again, thank you, everybody, for joining us. And we hope that you are given an opportunity to say what you need to say and say it the way you want to and say how you want to say it, because with us, there are no right or wrongs. But we do encourage you to tell us what's on your mind, because everybody's opinion counts tonight. Again, we want to thank everybody for joining us. Let me say for a little bit before we get started here, tonight's show we're going to be talking about, again, reparations. It's going to be reparations number 3. And again, brother, we're going to give brother the majority of the show per se to kind of enlighten us on what he has in store for us, and what, and as a matter of fact, he has an economic plan definitely wants to share with others as well. So, Brother Pruitt, how you doing tonight? What's going on with you, man? Brother, how you doing? We're going to introduce some other folks here in a minute. What's going on with you?
Oh, man, everything's all right. I had a good day today. Just been looking forward to doing the program, and hope everybody has had a good day as well, too. And let's always give all our praise and honor to God first before we start talking about the liberation of African Americans and black people all over the globe.
All right, brother. Very, very, very beautiful. We have some others' lines are lit up. Again, we'll just talk to everybody as we introduce you as we go forward. We don't want to take too much time in that regard, because we definitely want to get on tonight and talk a little bit about reparations. Now, with me, let me start it off if I can say that, y'all know, reparations is very important to an economic development, an economic system that gives a people, a nation, an independence where they can basically depend on their own wherewith, the power, ability, strengths, and encouragements. But now when you rely on somebody else's economic system, you don't quite get what you need to get out of it, because you have to rely upon them. If they decide to take away the amenities that they're giving to you, what does that say to you? You basically have nothing going. That's why it's important that we establish our own self-autonomy. Now, the Jews were given their reparations. The Eskimos were given their reparations. The Asians were given their reparations. Germans were given their reparations. Now, again, Eskimos and other nationalities, but the African Americans was not given theirs. You want to know why? Africans in the diaspora. I don't like the Africans in America, because, like I said, that's just any and everybody's name, okay? But Africans in the diaspora. So tonight, we're going to have a pretty good program tonight. And Brother Pruitt, go ahead and tell us a little bit about what's going on in your heart, brother, and what you got in store for us tonight.
Okay, what I would like to do is I would just like to read the caption off of the second page off of our 55-page plan. Okay, and then I would just like to read the executive summary, which is only one page. And then after I read these two short documents, I would like for people to ask some questions. If they have some questions, if they've done the reading, then I want them to ask the questions first. If they took the time to do the reading, then I can wait to do my program after I answer everybody's questions. I want to answer everybody's questions tonight.
All right. Okay. All right.
Okay.
Sound like
okay,
a
so
let
me go ahead.
On.
Okay, let me go ahead and read this caption, and then I'm going to read the ARS executive summary. Okay, here's the caption right here. How conscious/government/guilty groups award black people reparations. The African-American Reparations/Sovereignty AARS Global Black Reparations Plan. We want to make sure that this is global reparations we talk about. We don't want to try to have anything that would prevent the black family from uniting on a global level. So we want to claim reparations for African-Americans and every black person on this country, in this world. Okay, the African-American Independent Union, the AIU, and the Sports, Entertainment, and Education Group respectfully present the Kwanzaa Reparations Project, the KRP, for everybody in the world 18 and older to evaluate the ARS plan. So now, if I'm telling everybody that this is the absolute best plan that we can have for reparations for black people, then I should be able to prove it. So now, let me just read you my executive summary, and then everybody can make some comments on this executive summary, and if not, just present your questions. But I really want to read this executive summary, so people can really understand what reparations is all about. Now, let me get into it right now. We present a black reparations plan by knowing the amazing history of Africa and black people, noting the government and guilty groups caused major problems and vast damage by invading and capturing Africa, stealing her resources and enslaving black people. The damage stems from racism, invasions, colonialism, slavery, and segregation, and caused acute emotional trauma. So all blacks in the United States, 18 and up, should start getting emergency reparations payments on 12/1/22. With ARS, we start getting our reparations payments this year on 12/1/22. Black people should be proud, appreciated, and respected globally for great achievements, but instead they have been abused, enslaved, and oppressed for over 2,000 years. That was engineered by religious propaganda from others writing horrible Negrophobic language into scripture, which prescribed blacks as slaves to the United States government and the guilty groups. The Pope apologized for having seven European nations and the government to covertly suppress developing Africa while overtly dominating and subjugating black people. There were also 17 United States corporations which gained unjust enrichment like hundreds of trillions of dollars from the slave trade, transport, and policies. ARS is for blacks at home and abroad, with programs to learn about and reconnect with our homeland, culture, family, and customs, regain control of our African resources, and build safe cities in America and globally. Now, blacks are victims of the world's worst and longest battles ever, from plotted assaults and bondage causing epic black suffrage. They cause spiteful divisions among the people, then a spiritual decline among the people. So black people need ARS to reunite, repair, and transform mentally back to their spiritual mindset prior to slavery, then seek racial healing with all others. ARS reparations for black people can upgrade world politics for all people to begin to get mutual respect and mutual benefits from the business trade that's going on with all of the resources coming out of Africa. They need to share those resources or give them all up. AARS is a complete plan with SEEG programs to generate wealth from seed funds. A plan with both elements makes it the best reparations plan by far. So we all should endorse AARS. The seed funds are even refundable, so government and guilty groups get great debt relief by loaning $500 billion in seed funds instead of paying the $30 trillion or $50 trillion that they each owe. Blacks get great suffrage relief via emerging cash, building safe cities, and repairing all areas of damage. Generating their own wealth restores black pride and unity, getting inner peace, abolishes begging, and is the key to liberation. Reparations for blacks is generating wealth. Those are 10 strong reasons to endorse AARS. Okay? So now, this last paragraph here is strictly about the finances. And this is why I think reparation activists need to get together, which we should have done a long time ago. But if there's any reparation group and the government has promised them $10 or $15 trillion for reparations and going to let them disperse it, then what I'm asking them is don't get the money and just start squandering and spending like you don't have any education in economics, just like the lady was saying last time we had the program. I'm telling these people, if they give us $10 or $15 trillion, we need to go to these wealth-generating programs, and we can generate wealth for the next 50 years, and we can make sure that every black person on this planet gets reparations. At the pace they're going now, it looks like about 50% of black people on this planet may not even get reparations, and that is a doggone shame, because the cloud of racism has hurt every black person that walks on this planet. Even the psyche of black people is disturbed. Even if you have much money as Oprah and Tyler Perry, you still lay back some time and think about, Lord have mercy, how they used to lynch my grandmother, my grandfather on the tree. My goodness, what must have it had been like on those slave ships coming in the Middle Passage?
Uh-huh.
I mean, what must it have been like? My goodness. So black people, please understand that there's a great debt that is owed to us, and it would be to our benefit if we all would come together and decide on a plan together and stop meeting with these people behind closed doors and taking a sellout money. We're going to give you $10 million if you produce a reparation plan that will not enable black people to clean themselves up. With ARS, y'all, we have programs and services in place to, for you to improve every aspect of your life. So we stand that we have all these great programs for black people, and we also stand that we can generate wealth, so there's no way that anybody can write a reparation plan better than that. It's not possible. Let me go into the main reason why ARS reparations plan is really leaps and bounds better than all of the other reparations plans. With ARS, we could finally stop the police and the white supremacists from killing black people. Can't nobody say that. We got cases going on right now. Brothers that got killed, it's on camera, and they ain't going to get no justice. We got cases where a sister getting killed. They went up in her house from some kind of predisposed search warrant. And black people just don't get no justice these days, y'all. And we are not going to get it if we don't come together. But I want black people to know that ARS is by far the best reparation plan, because we can finally stop the police and the white supremacists from killing us by getting our own sovereign land and building our own city. Black people ain't got to live in these ghettos and dilapidated neighborhoods no more. We can get our own land, and we can build a bunch of cities that just look just like the great cities of Mozambique, the great cities of Ghana. They look great, like the great cities of the Sahara Desert. We can build cities out here that can reflect the beauty of the African culture. We do not have to stand here and let these people beat us and kill us the way they've been doing for the last 500 years, ever since we've been here. So now, with ARS, we get a chance to get our own sovereign land. We can form our own government and write our own laws, and that is exactly what reparations is for black people. We have been living under the control of other people ever since we've been in this country, and we need to stop that immediately, if not sooner. We need to stop that, like, right now, y'all. We need to tell the United States government what we need to have for what you did to us from putting us in slavery is you need to give us our own sovereign land so we can become a sovereign people in this country, and you can stop killing us and beating us like we're a bunch of uncivilized animals. We don't got to stand for that no more. So now, can I read the last paragraph?
All right. I start saying something. Go ahead on. I'm listening. Right, sounds
last
good.
Last paragraph. This is the last paragraph on the ARS executive summary, and it is page 5 of the 55-page ARS plan. This is the last paragraph on it, y'all. This is about the money, y'all. If a basic one-year long-term program offers a pre-short-term program to raise seed fund value prior to entering the one-year program, clients usually move fast. Now, what that means is that you have your $5 billion into the bank and you're ready to engage this trade. What happens is they have some special short-term programs that where that $5 billion will become $10 billion and $15 billion in 30 days. Then what you do is you take your $15 billion into the trade, the 40-year trade, instead of just taking $5 billion into the trade. And see, when you're dealing with money like this and you talk about generating wealth, it's crucial for you to know about this type of activity that white people and Jewish people have been engaged in for the last 100 years in this country, and we ain't never had a chance to benefit from it. I negotiated with these companies for us to use this for the benefit of black people, and now that I finally have them ready to cooperate, it's time for me to get these black people that's in the reparations arena to cooperate with everybody, too. We can't have all these divisions in the reparations arena, y'all. Fortunately, a 25B and 520B and 105B programs are available now, with both terms, so we need 16 more clients ASAP. First clients, 5B to 500B cash and seed funds evenly to the operating United States black banks. That gives us a money trail and the operating black banks real banking power. They also encourage those with compassion and rich blacks to engage from 100M to 5B. Second, one person becomes a client by submitting a long 20 to 30-page form for compliance. No, nobody around foul activity can engage. It's too much money here that we're generating wealth. So if you have a person that has a record, don't even try to get involved in this program. Third, clients get contracts for diligence. Now, listen to this. This is important right here, y'all. the SEEG programs require clients to block their contract amount in their accounts for program duration, timing, and operations. That means clients cannot lose their seed funds with SEEG programs. System banks and their banking officers manage the program so they are safe and they produce exponential returns. Incentives to move fast, the programs open and close quick. The victims need emergency relief ASAP. Clients get 50% weekly payouts at 100M and above, and the most important thing in that venture is the seed funds are unblocked upon the program completion and profit. So you have a scenario there, you know, where we're not talking about generating wealth for black people for the next 50 years. Ain't nobody talking about doing that but AARS. And let me be clear and make sure everybody understands that there's 15, 20 great benefits that AARS presents that other reparation plans just don't include. So I hope everybody will take the time to read that 55-page plan. I mean, to read the entire, all the articles on the homepage that link I've been sharing. We ask everybody to read all those articles on the homepage. That can get us on the track to getting reparations for our people. Thank you for letting me have that introduction, my dear brother. Now we can open the floor for comments and questions.
All right, Ben. Y'all somebody come on with it now. I mean, I'm not going to be the one to start it off for y'all because y'all know I like to talk, and all the young cutting off when you get ready, but come on out there. And when you come on, introduce yourself so everybody know you're here and kind of give us that, you know, kind of get that good sense feeling of camaraderie. So anybody want to take off, go ahead on. Questions, answers, comments. I mean, it doesn't make a difference however you want to do it because we want to let your brother know that we were listening to him. And I, for one, definitely was. So anybody, if you don't want to go on, I definitely will be saying something in a moment. But we let me pick on somebody. Come on out of there. Leona, I see you out back. I see your light blinking. Oh, you act like you can't. Oh, y'all trying to. Okay, well, I'll start something off then. Brother, like I said, well, what you were talking about, brother, the 55-page document and others regarding the economic stability that we would gain from having our own independence, our own autonomy, self-preservation is the first law of nature. So what would you say to those of us when we got the wealth, let's just say got our 40 acres and a mule, in addition to, you know, like say, the trillions and billions and zillions of dollars that we owed? What is the first process do you believe that we should do collectively as a whole to start gaining our independence? How should we spend that money?
The first thing that we should do is make sure that we have the majority of black people in a good mental state of mind. That's the first thing we should do, okay? We need to get programs in place to make sure that black people are going to get on the course of repair. And, of course, that will happen soon as we give everybody some emergency relief. We got to do that first. But we want to make sure, I always say we got to put the programs in effect first because I don't want nobody to get into a situation where they go get this reparations money and then they disappear on us. Because we're going to get consecutive reparations payments, and I did that purposely, just so we can give black people money and they can take their time and see that they can rehabilitate themselves and they can develop good saving and spending habits. We don't have to be in a situation ever again where we have a lack of money because we're going to make people aware of these programs. We have professionals that are providing professional services to take the time to put our people into these programs. So see, that's another great benefit of AARS. People really don't want to hear that. They just want to say, we're going to get our money and we're going to do whatever we want to do. But no, we have a plan to get our own land and to build our own cities, so that we can own all the businesses and systems within our boundaries. Okay. So that's what we want to do.
Good evening.
All right,
good evening, everyone. This is Sister Joy. And I was wanting to know, Brother Pruitt, and thank you so much for just helping us out in this situation because many groups have, you know, we've all broached this subject of reparations. But, right. You know, there's no use reinventing the wheel if it's already one rolling. So, Brother Pruitt, right. I'm happy that we have found your wheel and perhaps we can be a part of it. But what I would like to know, as far as when you were saying that we need our own properties, our own lands and resources, what states or territories, regions, and not, and as you were saying, we're not just going to talk about here in the United States. Let's just look at this thing globally. What areas would you say that we should be interested in acquiring?
We should be interested in acquiring some prime land so that we can make sure that we have a good agriculture system at our cities. We want to make sure we have good locations where the weather is good. We want to make sure we have good locations by beachfront property. We want to make sure we have good locations where we can have high-powered business centers. We want to get ourselves into a situation where we can have a city that is well-versed in the business with the local trade and the international trade, commerce. So this is a big part of generating wealth, so that's what we want to do, sister. And I'm glad you're on the right track because it's very important to get your own land. That's how you can really own your businesses and govern your people. If you get your own land, that's critical.
Amen. All right. I see a lot of – hey, man, we got about 20, 30, 40 callers on the line, so y'all don't act like y'all scared now. I'll come out there and fight all y'all if y'all don't want to act. Oh, I mean, could you?
No. Hello.
Hey, man. Go ahead.
Good evening.
Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening, Leona.
Hello. Now, we had Black Wall Street in Tulsa.
There you go.
They came back. Yes. They targeted us. We was in one collective place where they could harm us and be in harm's way. So if we get this land, how we know we won't be another Black Wall Street?
I can answer that for you right quick. Yeah, let me answer that question for you right quick because I have a military background myself. And one thing I know about them people that hate black people, they will never fight the military. They find a bunch of black people somewhere by themselves, then they're going to bomb it out every time. You're right about that, sister. But when I get these ARS cities for black people, I will have the military in there building a small base and training some of our young Christian bloods and some of our young tough brothers and sisters how to be the police. Then when the city is built, the military going to leave some of their strong brothers behind with some of my strong Christian bloods and some of my strong brothers and sisters from the hood. And it ain't going to be no problem. It ain't going to be nothing but prosperity because the last thing they want to do is go to an ARS city. That brother fool is crazy. They ain't going there. They ain't going to do that. You ain't got to worry about that. So that's how we're going to get down on that. The city will be protected. I'm not a politically or socially irresponsible person. I would not be asking black people to come get our own land if I couldn't protect us. I wouldn't do that.
No.
All right. All right, y'all. The floor's still open, y'all. Tonight we're talking about reparations part three. We're talking about the importance of reparations being given to the Africans in diaspora, which is ourselves, who, again, as we know, are 1 times 10 that wealth generates around the white Caucasians when it comes to their colleagues, their families, their businesses, and even owning land. So, y'all, they are roughly 10 times likely to have wealth than we as the blacks here in the Western Hemisphere. So, again, everybody that's on our topic tonight, Brother Pruitt is here to talk to us about reparations and how he feels we can sustain ourselves once we get this financial wealth. So, again, everybody, let's come on in and talk the way you want to talk about. Those of you who don't know, you can call us area code 563-999-3789. We definitely want to hear your voices. We do have a panel, but, again, we want to hear others as well. So some of you on our panel guests, again, there are a lot of you on here, so I know a lot of you just want to listen. Again, cool, that's cool. So you really don't have to say nothing if you don't want to, but then just break in and chime in when you get ready. So what I'll do then is, and then somebody can come in, and I'll ask Brother Pruitt another question here. Now, when we talk about lands and owning our own grocery stores, we have to start in terms and thinking about owning our own banks, our own medical centers, our own education centers, our own food chains. As you know, these are sustainable ingredients that makes a progressive, flourishing society sustain itself. How do we get enough blacks on the same team to believe in ourselves? Because as you know, brother, everybody listening though, blacks find it hard to trust one another. How do we break that cycle down of I don't like you, I can't trust you type syndrome?
Well, when we get our land and we build our first city and we show it to black people, it's going to be a great incentive for black people to want to come to that city, because black people, you know, don't really have cities that have top-line maintenance like all these rich suburbs in this country and around this world. But when we finish building our city, because see, that's my plan is, brother, I'm not just talking to people, okay? We're going to build us a city, and we're going to unbuild it to black people and say, this is where we can live, and we can have our own police force, and we're going to have all the institutions built. And just like you said, you have to have your housing, your health care, you have to have a system for employment, and you have to have good, good understanding that sovereignty is black people wanting to have their own land and wanting to have their own government and wanting to write their own laws so that we can own and control all of those systems that you just mentioned within our borders. It's important for us to do that because they have reports on every system that you can name in this country, education, housing, health care. They have reports on all of them that prove that black people are underserved when it comes to those services. So now, this is not anything new, though. That's not nothing new, though. We've been knowing, we've been getting a second-class citizenship service ever since we've been in this country. But if black people can just grasp a hold of the concept of sovereignty and understand that people always say, what is it that black people should get because of that slavery? That slavery put them in a really, really bad position. And we should give them a lot of money for that. But they don't understand how bad slavery really did black people. What slavery really did to black people was take us out of controlling our own lives. Slavery put us under control of other people, and we still in this country today live under the control of the people who took us through the Middle Passage, and they enslaved us, and they segregated. And that's how come black people begin to kill so much by the police and white supremacists. There are a lot of white people in this country who really hate black people, but there are a lot of there are a lot of white people in this country that really like black people too. So, you know, we call it that catch-22 situation. You know, we don't want to be talking no point bad to nobody, but we don't want nobody to keep killing us. We got to have to stop this. This has got to stop.
Right. Mm-hmm. And thank you so much for that, brother. This is Brother Baba with Top of Right in Oklahoma. Hey, your host with the most, and we're talking about. Excuse me a second, y'all. We're talking about reparations number 3, and tonight we are having our guests, and again, given their bias and even unbiased opinions regarding slavery and why blacks deserve to be given the same reparations that were given to the Jews, the Eskimos, the Greeks, the Portuguese, and others of that nature. So go ahead, sister, and go ahead what you were getting ready to say. I just had to make that a comment right quick, but go ahead on. Go ahead on.
Well,
I was just okaying
and endorsing what the brother was saying. Because it is time for them to just stop killing us. It's time for them to stop using us for target practice. And we do need, and you know what else? You were asking about how we will, in terms of a govern. We're going to govern by having no mess. First of all, we got to get, like the brother said, we got to get ourselves together. And we got to clean house in terms of saying what we're going to tolerate and what we're not, because, see, this is the foundation. And if you don't have a strong foundation as anything, you know it's not going to stand. So one of the first things that I feel that we must do is start with a solid foundation. If we got to yank something, if you I don't know if you read Roots or saw Roots or whatever, but you know they had that manhood training program. We need to start putting some burlap bags over these boys' heads and taking them out in the woods and jungles and the forest and other places and just start beating the you know what out of them, getting some sense into them, beating the you know what out and beating some sense into them and letting them realize the sense of. Because we get away from the neighborhood concept back to the community. And that's where you find your unity in your community. So we need to get into that. We need to, it's going to be, like the brother said, it's going to be several areas. You just need to focus on the area you feel best, strongest in. I thank you for your time again.
All right.
Thank you, my sister.
Hey, go ahead on. That's very enlightening. Now, I'll tell you what, man, in 1860, y'all, over $300 billion was worth as far as black bodies were concerned, listen carefully, that produced the production of wealth for whites through free labor. Now, just think about 3 billion in 1860 now. Now, this is 2022. So that amount back then would at least double $6 billion worth of hard-earned slavery, suffering, and death and production that black folks are responsible for a combination of wealth for the elitists, the white supremacy, eugenists, and those people like that that watch this one. And guess what? It even triple time the money that were invested in factories and railroads combined. Right? Slavery and rich white folks,
right.
Watch this. Slavery and rich white folks, okay, white slave owners and their descendants, and it fueled the economy while suppressing the wealth building for the enslaved people. Watch this, y'all. For many years, y'all know, and I'm going to ask a question here. For many years, y'all know, we were not allowed to read or write. Allowed to read or wrote, you know, as some of us spoke back then. So, the United States. Here it is, man. I'm telling you now, this is real, y'all. So we have not been compensated, black folks, for the hard-earned tragedy and trauma of slavery, suffering, and death being left out of the mainstream of what America has to offer. So I'm getting ready to ask some people out there today. Y'all, please comment. There's plenty of y'all online tonight. Again, you don't have to, but I know you're imbibing this information. The federal government has not atoned for its lack of equality for anti-black housing. Listen carefully, y'all. There was a system called redlining. I don't know how many of y'all know about that. But what that did is it discriminated against in housing, education, transportation, and other training measures based upon the kind of wealth that the economy and community had at that time. So if you were a white person, quite naturally, we're going to give you money because your money is going to help me make more money. And if you were black, we know you didn't have any money. We're going to redline you, exclude you, because why? You're going to be the producers and productors of our factories, trains, and railroad cars, and public facilities, and airplanes and things. Okay, y'all? So now, having said that, what kind of black opportunities, y'all, can we get together to build wealth, to build assets, to equal that of our white peers? Brother Stewart, I mean, excuse me, Brother Porter, and anybody else, please, y'all. So what can we do, man?
To close the wealth gap, you have to start generating wealth. Because one thing that people have to understand, and something that we have to have a lot of respect for white people and Jewish people for, they're going to keep money. They're going to keep making money, and they're going to keep making a whole lot of money. So black people, we're eons and trions behind, so we really can never really get much money they have. But we can close the wealth gap, though, and we need to do it by getting involved with programs where we can make billions and trillions of dollars. We don't need to be around these programs where we're making hundreds of thousands, millions of dollars, because the black family is too far behind. We need to be engaged in programs where we can make billions and trillions of dollars, and then we can take care of all the people the way that we should take care of our people ourselves. We don't need to be having no crumbs on the table and having black people fighting over them. And this is what's going to happen with all these reparation plans. I'm telling you now, if people come together and they say, you guys don't spend this $10 or $15 trillion, whatever they're going to give, because one of these reparation groups have been promised that, y'all. It's corruption in the reparations arena, and that's how come I beg you, brother, let me come on to this program, because we need to get this KRP going so it can start gaining momentum like the civil rights movement, because they really do want black people to get reparations money and be in a worse condition in 5 years from now than we are in now. They don't want black people to get this money and straighten themselves up like ARS.
No.
They don't want us to do that. They would rather black people run around here and use the same filthy foul language that we've been doing, than keep engaging in the same foul, lewd activity that we've been doing, and just act like a bunch of buffoons and clowns. They don't want black people to run around here and show a sign of intelligence and that you want to have your people and your culture back on track from the way that it was prior to all these invasions and slavery that hadn't made us have a spiritual decline. The oppression and the racism that black people have had to withstand in this country for the last 500 years and for the last 2,000 years globally requires us to become a sovereign people, to regain our health and to regain our mental faculties. I mean, it's just it's not sensible to ask a black person to continue to live in this country knowing how the situation arrives as it is today through slavery and how much slavery has did to benefit this country and this world, and black people can't get a grunion.
Kelly.
Now, Brother Fruit. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead first.
Okay, look, this is
too
Kelly.
Big, too very kind and compassionate lady. That is good.
I like
Dr.
that.
Said, Hey, Dr. Kelly said she'll yield the floor to the other lady. Come on, young lady.
Oh, y'all, go ahead. We'll let Dr. Kelly jump in right after. Okay, go ahead, y'all.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Director Stone. I would like to know what are those programs. I've heard you use that terminology quite a bit tonight because some of us have land. Our issue and problem is not having enough financing to develop our land.
Okay.
Some of us have acres, and I'm not talking about 5 or 10 acres. We're talking about 20 to 100 to 200 acres.
Wow.
But credit is an issue, okay, because we're trying to borrow money to develop here and to develop there and not having enough. And then when you go to the white man, they won't keep you in bondage by giving you these hard money loans. And then they put all these stipulations on you. If they give you, say they approve you of $150,000, they only give you $40,000, and they want to tell you how to spend that. So what are the programs that's available for black African or African Americans, let's say black people, to develop out their land or their vision or their dreams?
Well, I tell you, sister, they are few and far between. You're not going to find many people. You're not going to find many programs that's going to be willing to help black people. That's why I tell black people it's imperative. I mean, it is of the utmost importance that we come together and get our reparations, because we don't need to have 50 million black people in this country trying to run around and get along. We don't need that after everything we've done for this country. After the way you treated us in slavery and segregation, you deserve to give us trillions of dollars right now and let us take those trillions of dollars and make hundreds of trillions of dollars with it. That's what ARS is saying. So I do know for a fact that there are very, very few programs where they will help you like that, black people. You know, it's not many of them, but you go online and you can find them. It may take you a week or two, but you will find them. But just stay in tune with us with this ARS, because we plan on giving people $100,000 on December the 1st. So I'm getting ready to start fighting real hard, and I hope y'all don't let me fight by myself.
No.
Well, no, we ain't going to let you fight by yourself.
No,
doctor, who else? The sister was coming in after. Go ahead, maybe you want to finish some of your comments, and then our sister, doctor, come on next. Go ahead.
Oh, I was just chiming in, Michael. You know me, I'm just be. I'm secondhand.
Come on, doctor, let's talk to me there. Since you yield your spot to the sister there, it was very gracious of you. So tell me what's on your mind.
What's on my mind is to tell you all that I am ready to fast forward to the middle. We've been talking about and I understand that we're going to have a bright and shiny future with three options to live in either sovereignty or an improved integration, or we can go and repatriate. But I want to know, between now and December the 1st, when this money is possible for all of us, what are the steps we have to take between today and December the 1st to get our names on the list or to do whatever it is that you have to do to be recognized to get that payment?
Interesting,
I got a round of applause. I yield.
I mean, that's an excellent question.
All right, now, that's a great question. Relevant. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, that's a great question. Let me give you that answer right quick. Okay, so now, what we're gonna do on this 55-page plan? If you go to your computer and you look at page 54, then you'll see the answer to that. Okay, there it is, there right there. We're gonna have everybody get a reparations ID, and at one of the operating black banks. And we're going to have reparations payment made to black people's reparations ID. All you got to do is just check that last box on page 54, that page 55 plan, and you will be in the computer to get your reparations. And by the same token, if you're black, if you're a black person and you don't want your reparations, the absolute last page, page 55, is a refusal form. If you're a black person and you don't want your reparation, you can sign that and send that in. We'll put that in the computer for you, too.
And what happens to those, when, what happens to those people who refuse?
They don't get their reparations. That's all. They don't get their reparations. That's all that is. We ain't going to put them in jail.
Look, hey, listen, you guys. Do you want them living next door to you?
Oh, no. No.
You turn your back, everything will be gone. No, I don't want them next door to me. I said, no. That's just, that's why it's always important that we have our own community, our own nation, our own sovereignty, nation within a nation. That way y'all stay where y'all are, because you didn't want to come up and get this. Stay where y'all are.
We don't have
our own government, our own banks, our own school, our own education system, our own medical health care system. What better way can a family do and provide for themselves than doing it themselves? You know, outside of the movement that for more than 50 years, they haven't done anything, so it's just a waste of time. So we want,
Brother,
now watch this, y'all.
Brother Michael,
yes,
you know, just the thought, just being able to envision is a great feeling. Yeah. So, but anyway, what I like to add or announce, I did get in touch with the people from Color of Change, and she's out on vacation this week. But next week when she returns, she's going to put me in contact with the lady who was doing our sessions with reparations, along with Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. So within maybe a couple of weeks or so, I'm hoping that we'll be able to invite that group on with us. So
come on with your ideas. I'm just here just managing it for y'all. Other than that, I'm still going to gain something from you.
Those together with her, and we're going to discuss that. But anyway, thanks, Michael, for this forum.
Economic development. That's what I want. Science. I want history.
Okay.
This is what we are about. Go ahead, brother.
Sister Joyce Williams.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to tell you thank you very much. Now, that is a strong and a powerful move right there, because we get Color Change and the
Congresswoman
to talk to us about AI. That's powerful. You mess around and got black people reparations yourself. You get them two groups to talk to me and see what happens. Thank you, sister. I appreciate it.
Don't swell my head like that. You know what? Brother, you know, y'all get to singing and shouting on this bad boy. Y'all don't bother me now. I'm going to put myself on mute because I make my sounds to myself. Go ahead, O.
Yeah. Thank you, Sister George. I appreciate it.
I have a question, Brother Pruitt. Where are we going to be located, this community? Where is it going to be located? Sister Joyce asked that before, but I came in and I chimed in on we could be targeted, but where are we to be? Where are we going to be?
Let me give you a little bit of my background to answer that question, because that is a good question. It's okay that somebody asks it two or three times too. That's okay, because it's important for black people to get our own that. But let me tell you about this part of it, though, sister. I'm a former basketball player. I played basketball at UCLA and used to travel all over this country. I used to play basketball overseas in Switzerland, and I just flew around this world three times. I've been involved with the beverage and the music business and been around the world four more times. So there's plenty of prime prime land in this country, my sister. You don't have to worry about that. It's plenty of prime land because one thing we can do, we can get those big old land moves. Really, we can go any place we want to go and build our city from scratch up there. We know how to do that. We have black people know how to do that. We ain't got to run around here crying and begging. Talking about, how are we going to build our city? We got black professionals like Brother Pruitt. Give me that land, baby, and I had your house built in about 2 months. So, you know, we know what we're doing. Black people don't have to depend on nobody for nothing. Black people have more ingenuity than all the other races put together. All you got to do is just look at history. They have a book that is written, brother, that's called 1999 Facts About the Negro. Those are all inventions that black people put forth. No other race of people have nothing like that. So don't get put back or don't get hesitant. We're talking about get all that bit on city. Get happy and get joyous because we finally can stop the police and the white supremacists from killing us.
That, you know, that was the major focus, right, what you just said, brother. Stopping this white supremacist eugenics establishment. Let me tell y'all, man, a lot of people don't really understand the term eugenics. I want all y'all to look it up when you finish.
Eugenics.
Look that up.
Right.
And that is the white supremacist flag from which all of the white supremacist policies and practices are derived from. We're talking about a class of people thinking that their white race genetically inclined or taking and substituting black races from feeble-mindedness. Margaret Singer in her so-called, what they call that, abortion rights and so forth and so on. Gentlemen, people, you just got a taste of why that Caucasian do not want you and I to raise our children today because we raise great possible minds, great philosophers and scientists and historians who are going to be sharp enough like we are today and go further than what we are right now to get the reparations that they deserve and have an entitlement to. So that is why, y'all, our people, God said, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge. We're getting knowledge tonight, y'all. Let's survive and let's sop that soup up and get what's entitled to us. We don't have to ask or beg anymore. We're not slave anymore. Mm-hmm. We're not going to suffer anymore. We're not going to be killed anymore. Why? Because we're going to get our military forces together. We're going to get our economic forces together. We're going to get our social, political forces together, y'all. But at the same time, we got to get beyond that I'm better or less than you syndrome that is killing us today. More black folks are killing us than anybody else is, y'all. So, again, we have to rectify that part to be free. Go ahead, sister. Y'all. Go ahead, Samantha.
Her and Carlton. Finish me.
Go ahead. Somebody want to say something?
Oh, yeah, I sure would like to make a comment about that last comment you made, my dear brother, if I may. I'd like the part that, you know, everybody's focusing in on getting our own land, but I just want to know, do people really understand what it means to generate wealth for your people? I mean, doing something for the next 50 years, we're talking about generating wealth for the next 50 years instead of just getting this trillions of dollars, $10 or $15 trillion right now and spend it. Is that resonating with anybody? Because that's what they want us. That's what they want to happen, and they have promised some reparations group to do that. But I just want to know, does that make any sense?
I can speak on that, Brother Pruitt.
Oh, come on.
Having the land, putting houses on the land, putting tiny homes on the land for veterans, homeless people, giving them jobs, and producing a food supply with trucks that will move the fruit and the vegetables from city to city and from coast to coast. I own the land, and it's free and clear. And again, and I'm kind of sore about it, and I guess you can tell, it's like put your money where your mouth is. I have the land. I just don't have the money.
Mm-hmm. Right. I got you. You're right. And that's due to a lot of redlining.
I'm not talking about, and again, I'm not talking about 5 or 10 acres. And I'm not boasting
But that's the
Come on, talk to me. That make me want to get some too. Shoot, keep talking.
And this is property that my forefathers left for
Amen.
Us. And it's a real battle trying to hold on to it. We've had people, the Caucasians down here, to file
ain't no question that we know.
quick claim deeds on our doggone property. And just so happened, I searched the records quite a bit, and I caught it and stopped
Very
it.
Very good.
But how many others
Amen.
Out there that don't search the court records? It's like the
there
racial
you go,
dis-
now you're talking
communicate
right.
with the county clerk's office, and the county clerk's office does not communicate the district. So guess what? We need to educate ourselves on searching the records for ourselves,
making sure
that they're not coming in through the back door,
Amen.
Filing quick claim deeds on our property because it's lakefront property and they want it.
Yep.
And again, there is
vision. Wow, this is you. Well, you laid it open then. You're absolutely right. They're still in our homes, our lands, and everything else. Like you said, back door. And watch this here.
The police can't do anything about it. The judge can't do anything about it. Wake
That's
up,
it.
People. Wake up and learn the laws of the land for ourselves so we'll know how to fight the enemy. And this is
That's a good point. Point.
I'm not telling you
Good
what
point.
I heard. I'm telling you what I've gone through the last
Amen.
5 or 6 years.
Wow.
Good point.
You made it open
there,
you must
be mad at
somebody.
And let mm-hmm. me tell you this. When I put it in an association, they tried to serve me, but you can't serve who you can't find. Hello, somebody.
Woo! Okay, now. All right.
Come on, listen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Now, I don't find no church up in there. I can show dance. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Well, so, yeah, I think that's some good teaching and preaching right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know that's right.
Now, this is what this is. Man, having fun and spreading that knowledge around, man. If you don't get up and sing on this, something wrong with you. Go ahead on, sir.
Not only would you get the land, you got to know how to structure yourself to keep the land.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And well, that's an amen, somebody.
Amen.
You need to know how to structure yourself to keep the land, to keep them from stealing it.
Yes.
And I had so much, the lawyers and these low-down, dirty son of a biscuit eaters, and I know that may sound kind of stuff, but it's just what they are.
Right.
Yes, I told you, you press your mind. That's what we do on this show. And the babies can't be listening. They better go to sleep. Go ahead on talk.
But they filed a deed to give my property to somebody else and then laughed
Whoa.
In my face. But may the Lord punish the devil because he's going to be punished. He just thinks
I know
he got away. But he ain't nowhere close to getting away.
All right.
So make note of that. When you get the land, you need to know how to keep the land.
No, really? Absolutely, because like you said, the lack of knowledge on how to keep it after you get it, that's why a lot of white folks, like when people win in lawsuits and all, they don't mind giving it to you because they're going to know you want a big old car, money in the bank, large jewelry on your fingers, and where do you go? Master got all the business anyway. Oh, look, Harry, we gave it to him. He gave it to him right back. Go get the next one. And in reality, that's how black folks think because we don't think in terms of being conservative, y'all. This is why our problem is today. We need to be conservative. Just like, I don't know if some of y'all might remember General William Sherman. You know, he included back then, he was the one that started that blacks should be given 40 acres and a mule. Okay, y'all heard that term before. But now, if you look at that, he was talking about black. And guess what? Now, listen, it was he actually had a political agenda where he was going to take 400,000 acres of land back from whites and give it to black where it probably deserved to be. But we did not come together to unify and accept the promises that would have been given to us if we would have only stood up and fought ourselves. Y'all, we're not babies.
Yeah.
And you can't expect master to give you something if you won't get up and fight for it. I mean,
That's
nobody
right.
wants to help somebody who ain't going to fight back. That's just reality.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. Also, remember,
Michael,
that we had
on that.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Oh, wait a minute. Go ahead, Sister Stone.
My great-grandfather purchased 111.5 acres from a white man. During this time, now he could read and write, but check this out. The courts would not allow a black man to come into the courthouse to file.
That's right.
Title.
You know what I'm talking about?
Now, they cut the timber, hauled it out on their shoulders, and it was two of them, he and a cousin. They went in together and purchased this 111.5 acres. They trusted this white man to go into the courthouse to put the property on record. That joker started selling the land again from under them.
Yeah.
Wow, look.
Happened a lot.
It has happened a lot. That is absolutely right.
And it is recorded. But let me tell you what happened. The white man, he started trying to sell the land. But what he had done, he had already filed it in the court system. So they staged an accident with my grandfather and another white man where my grandfather bumped his car. You follow me? So the white man, my grandfather didn't have anything but the property. You with me? So what the white man did, and this was a different individual, but the two of those jokers got together on my grandfather, staged this accident, and they tried to have him sign the land over to them. But guess what? He signed by way of an accident.
Okay.
That's what got him.
I see
they could not get a clear title. Now, he could sign his name, but he signed the deed by way of an X. He put his mark on it, and they
couldn't sell the property.
So most of them have passed away. When I caught it, we started reclaiming the property. And that's most of it. We have it back.
Absolutely outstanding. Outstanding. Oh, man. Brooke, go ahead. I think you want to say something. Y'all let it go, man. I'm just back here. Like I said, man, I'll only speak if nobody else does. Go ahead on, man. I'll say something a little later.
Oh, no, man. I'll be sitting back, man, giving the sister her accolades and kudos, man, because she's right. Most black people really don't even know how to go to the courthouse and fight for yourself when they steal your property. Because just like Sister William said, it has happened too many times to black people, and they should do a study, really, to tell you how much property and businesses black people have lost from people that just come and took it to them from eminent domain or some other kind of sneaky way that they got their property. We should get it all back. Just like y'all heard about that Bruce thing out in California?
Right.
Bruce Beach.
Enlighten us.
What happened was out here, probably like in about some earlier times, it was a black family that owned a part of what is known as Manhattan Beach out here.
Wait a minute, hold the phone. You guys need to mute your phones if you're not speaking. Excuse me.
I love her.
Yes.
Okay, what happened was that there was a family that was, their last name was Bruce, and they lived out here in California. And they owned a part of Manhattan Beach, and that came to my mind because the sister was just talking about the story about they had the property in their family, and they had come and confiscated it from them illegally, and they continued to try to sell pieces of it off. So the same thing happened to him out here, but in California, he went out there and took him to court, and the court actually gave him his land back. I couldn't believe that. But he actually won his land back.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
So it is possible. Well, I just want to check that notion that the sister's right. If you go and you learn about the laws yourself, then you can protect yourself.
But he didn't get his land back. His ancestors, his great-grandchildren received the land because this happened 100 years ago.
That's right.
In Manhattan.
Right. That's right. That's right, sister. But long we keep it
as long as back in the family.
Right.
As long as back
that's
in the
right.
family.
Yeah. That's right. That's
Grandpa is
thing.
Smiling. He's smiling
that's
down
right.
and the ancestors are rejoicing. And I'm rejoicing with them and I don't have anything. I got a lot of words.
All right. I appreciate
and
that.
And I don't mind using them. Yes, sir.
Well, Brother Fred?
Yes.
Are you going to have some kind of recommended budget that maybe people could use as a template to get their families on the right path to investing part of what they are going to get and maybe saving part of it and something like that, I guess?
Yeah, we do. That's a good idea, and that is something that has to be done. Black people have never been taught how to be financially responsible, so of course we have put that package together. Not only that, we put about four or five of them together with people that have different levels of money. So we
okay.
do the most when it comes to economics, yes.
Okay, that would right.
Oh,
okay,
yeah. Oh, yeah,
family.
That'll
okay.
take us a long
family.
Way, yes.
Family, I'd like to make an announcement. That's the reason, one of the reasons, don't get me wrong. I've invited Brother Pruitt to take over this, not necessarily take over, but to head this project. Because this is something that he and his organization, they've been doing this research now for more than 40 years.
All right.
So I'm not saying that they have all the answers. I'm not saying they have all the answers. But let me tell you, 40 years ahead of us.
They've covered
I'm sure several areas of you know of how we're going to live. So sister, that was a very good question, and others of you out there who are listening, let's get this, because we're going to we're doing this in steps in a process. But Brother Pruitt's going to be back with us again, and we're going to get this thing together. So I'm sorry,
yeah.
I'm going to put myself back on mute.
That's right. Next Thursday, coming back in, and then Thursday after that, back forth. Y'all, look here, man. We are trying. Listen, y'all. Listen carefully. We demand our reparations. We no longer have to ask our former slave masters' children for entitlement. Listen carefully, y'all. Do y'all know why? The Native Americans were given their billions of dollars for the very benefits of programs, you know, when they were so-called forcibly exiled from their native lands, okay? The Japanese were given more than $1.5 billion during World War II.
Yeah.
United States Marshall Plan helped to ensure Jews received reparations for the Holocaust. Then you also got West Germany, who got $3.45 billion from the Deutsche Mark Holocaust. Why do they not want to give Africa in the diaspora theirs? Listen carefully. Because they know without you, they would cease to exist as the United States of America. Okay, y'all? Because we are the ones who are pushing their pens, their mules, their factories, and building their cars, and come on, man, and also subjects to their drug agency, pharmaceuticals. Okay, y'all? They don't want to do that because when you become independent, then they would have to put them damn selves to work, and they already don't know how to work as it is anyway, because they're so big. Man, don't start it, y'all. I'm not trying to go there with it. But
Hey, Brother Michael, thank you so much for your time again. That's my hour right there. I love y'all, and I appreciate y'all. We'll talk again next Thursday. And Hotep. Hey, everybody, please go to that website and read that home page. Let me get that link one more time before I go.
Come on.
All right. It is https://aaiuendracism.org. Read every article on that homepage, and you'll have a good education on Black history, racism, and reparations.
Ashe, thank you, brother, for that. Hey, and brother, again, next Thursday we're going to do the same thing. And the Thursday
sounds
after
good.
That, next week. Thank you, sir. And now,
all right,
y'all,
thank you all. All right.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Good night, brother.
All right, thank you. God bless you. All right, thank you. God
bless,
bless
you, brother. Why can we get our reparations received from our slave activities and practices, y'all? We were not allowed to read or write. We were discriminated against. We were not given affordable housing. Our families were held out and from work from sun up to sundown. The generation of wealth escaped our hands. Slavery was particularly brutal. 15% of slaves shipped from West Africa died during the transport through the transatlantic slave trade, y'all. How do we get what's given to us? Many were lynched, beaten to death over frivolous infractions, being too late, talking back, rolling your eyes at Master. Think about this, y'all. Master do not want to give you anything, listen to me carefully, because he knew you were God's chosen children and not the pale-faced Jews. Don't start it with Michael now. We're trying to hold back, but I just can't. These people took our land, our culture, and our inheritance from us, claiming that they are the chosen children of God, when, by the way, they are wayfarers. They don't have even established land they can call. They don't even stole that from. Man, I'm talking about it, y'all. Come on, come on, come on. Y'all, let's get back to the roots, man. This is not racism I'm speaking. This is a fact. They split up our families, our children, our loved ones, sold daddy down the river, took food out of our mouths, took our economic development, our social development, our moral ground. United States owe us ultimately, y'all. They need to atone for the slavery, suffering, and death that our people were subjected to. And the only way they can do that is to allow us to have a part of the American dream. But in allowing you to have part of the American dream, they lose a big waste. They lose a big shot. They lose trillions of dollars because they know if they let you up with the great minds and great philosophical meanings and great assessments and great attachments that we have, look what we did. In 25 years, y'all, we would be running the United States. They know that. All we need is three states here in the United States, three southern states where we can peel our cotton, our rum, our gin, our corn, rice, green beans, and stuff like that. Man, we cannot be held back. Right now, we're depending on Master for everything. Food, shelter, clothing, love, peace, and happiness. So somebody tell me, if you would, what are we going to do about getting more than our 40 acres in a mule? Talk to me, somebody. Let me know I ain't here by myself.
Well, Michael, I would like to add, I got an invitation today from the USDA, and they're looking for people who are interested in land access. Listen to this, guys. Land access for the next generation of agricultural professionals.
Now,
I tell you, I was going to attend that meeting today, but the devil had a glitch in our electricity, so I wasn't able to get on.
Right.
As soon as I get more information, you guys who are, because we need to get back to the dirt. We need to get back to farming and agricultural kind of things.
Sure.
So those
sure.
of you who are interested in the USDA, when they come out with those programs for farmers, they don't be playing. And we need to get in on the ground floor. And those of you who are interested or who might would need or like to have more information as it pertains to these agricultural, futuristic agricultural professionals, let me know, and I surely will share it with you. Thank you.
Amen. Thank you so much, sis. I mean, hey, this is, y'all, everybody need to listen to this. Listen carefully, y'all. There is a decline in every facet of America's mainstream life today. Y'all heard me. We are getting ready to hit a Great Depression again, y'all. Y'all might as well get ready for that. The economy is soaring now. Meats are extremely high. Poultry is extremely high. Medicines are extremely high than what they've been before. And let me tell y'all, you know the reason why? A lot of it had to do with this so-called pandemic that the government deliberately unleashed on its people.
because they want to kill off a number of, and if you notice, that pandemic hit the African-American and people of color community more harder than anybody else's. So what is that telling y'all? They want to kill off the potential leaders of tomorrow, because the leaders of tomorrow are young gangbangers, are young Bloods and Crips. Watch this here. They're the most talented, the most fearless young people in the world. That's why you have them fighting one another over a color of a flag that don't even belong to them. The same color of the flag that represents slavery, suffering, and death. Watch it now, y'all. So in reality, knowing this, it is high time that we let our brother, and as a matter of fact, I hear my brothers and sisters, and I have no disrespect to them, talking about this is my hood, this is my house, this is my community. Negro, you don't own nothing on it. You even rent your damn house or shut your damn house. How does something belong to you? Mine. Really?
And it's probably subsidized housing.
That's exactly right, y'all.
they're jeopardizing getting kicked out of.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And at the mainstream, too, y'all, part of not getting our reparations has to do, too, with the drug craze that we've been so subjected to. Do y'all know that the CIA, the United States government, saturated our streets with that crack cocaine in the 1980s?
Yes, sir.
Did y'all know?
Sure,
watch this here.
Ronald Reagan.
Ronald Reagan, that's right, doing his regime. Did y'all know, too, that this CIA government helped to finance it, but with a guy named Freeway Rick, who put duck tons on in California and San Francisco and those areas? Then these Crips and Bloods spread out to the United States in the 1980s. At the same time, the prison population tripled. Incarcerated, watch this here. Do y'all know when they take our families off the street, they are taking our lifeblood from us? Do you want to know why women today are single-parent homes? Because their sons today are dead in prison or mentally ill? Yes, y'all, we have a bigger problem today. Reparations not as easy as we hear it being today. And until we as in the web, come on, y'all, come on. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, that's not,
I'm listening.
Let's not forget about what they did with the Black Panthers now and the COINTELPRO in the 60s and 70s. Let's not forget about that. Because
never, sister.
Go ahead. When you talk about the Black Panthers, absolutely, sister.
I'm just interjecting. It went further than that. The 60s and 70s, okay? Because I was born in the 60s, but this was going on when I was a baby, okay?
Amen.
But this.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, the
okay, well,
the FBI, CIA, the police, along with
all
the KKK, the judges, the attorneys, they were all involved in doing what they did to our,
and still
to our
are.
Neighborhoods and okay, in our communities. And, yes, they are still doing the exact same thing. So that's all I have to say. But this is something that must be corrected.
And we
can only work together to undo what they have done. There's no other
Come
way.
On.
Well,
and
I was listening to
her. And me being a California peace officer, I know that the Crips and the Bloods came to some sort of decision to try to stop going at each other and fighting
Come
one
on.
Another back in the 90s, okay? So they have laid off, okay? They are not as strong as they were what they were doing in the 80s, okay? They have now basically come to the truth. But the thing is that the law enforcement, the way that the laws are written, they pushing these drugs. And you see that these police officers, our police officers, peace officers on the streets throughout this nation, they are the gangbangers, okay? They're the ones that are basically having these people rattling each other and putting the drugs on the streets. The drugs that they take off the streets, they put right back on the streets. But they're pushing. They are the ones that are doing these things, and we act like the other hand and say, well, you know what, our young people are crazy. Yes, they are, but they are going to be the people that we're going to have to meet, bring back into our fold, and have them to work with us.
There you go.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. Look at you now. You showing out. Look at now. You quit stealing my thoughts, man. Don't do that no more. Oh, no.
was when I was reading these C files, these criminal files in California, and doing the Miranda rights and talking to these inmates, and I worked in level 4, it was amazing what the things that they have told me. And this is one of the things that why I became an activist. I left early, but because to them, me being a black peace officer, they always watching us, okay? They observed us, they harassed us, they disrespected us, they lied on us, and they pushed many of us out. But that is okay because they are paying many of us, okay? But the same people that they pushed out, some of these people, my coworkers and friends still today, they were wardens. There were deputy wardens. There were captains, lieutenants, sergeants like me. We were paroled. We worked as parole agents. We ran parole regions. We ran halfway houses. We did many things, and guess what? We are all activists because we saw what they were doing. And they had to pay us.
Man, now y'all got me fired all up. This conversation is a nightmare. I mean, conversation rules the nation, man. And when you talk about something.
We need to also come up with our own we need to come up with our own co-invader.
Come on.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. I own everything.
Okay? And find
A to Z.
And go after them. We need to become our own federal agents for black folks and do what we need to do. Not only do we are doing building, but we also have to also always have codes, laws for ourselves to stick together and do what we must do and have a federal law enforcement program for black people and by black people. So this is
let me ask you guys a question. When we do have our sovereign states or sovereign state or areas, territories or what have you, in order for someone to visit, will they have to have a passport or a visa or something of that nature?
Hell, you don't just come in and stomp bomb us down. Now you ain't gonna. We trusted you too much. Look what you gave us. You doggone right, you gotta have all that. Really? That's what we're trying to get away from. You ain't going to just say, I want to be a part of what y'all doing. You're going to take the screening. We're going to put you through tests. We're going to put you through birthright. Mm-hmm. You're allowed to be a damn clone or whatever. We're going to make sure you. No, there ain't going to be none of that.
I hear you.
We have to be scientists, y'all, for real. Y'all think it's a game. This is real. Don't you know they're cloning people today? Don't y'all know they got microchips and things in people right now? All you got to do is put your arm up against a machine. You can buy your candy bar now. You ain't got your machine. Your arm is your card now. What are y'all talking about now?
See?
I'm trying to tell y'all, we have to prepare ourselves because all our constitutional civil rights are being stripped from us as we are talking tonight. The federal government, as we know it today, through J. Edgar Hoover, when them black brothers revolutionaries, black militants were standing up, he said J. L. Hoover said, yeah, I'm going to make sure that no black messiah come from the ranks of these black folks. Don't you know they feared us and still fear us today? Because they know without us, there's nothing. Y'all don't hear me. We're the one who built America what it is today. We'd have made it the industrial state that it is today. The most philanthropist government today because of us, the hard work and the backbone. Are y'all hearing me? The cotton we picked, the rice we picked, the tobacco we picked. Are y'all kidding me? Come on now. What do you mean they don't give you reparations? You done showed them what you can do. Don't start it with me tonight. I'm trying to go now. Go there, y'all. Make me do it, though. Come on now. I'm telling y'all, this is why we have to stand up to get up, stand up for your right. Bob Marley said, don't give up the fight. Listen to the words of that song. Get up, stand up for your rights. Don't give up the fight. Master knows who you are. He is by bringing you over here. Why you think he stripped you of your land, your culture, your God, your religion, your name, and everything that relates to you? Because he needed you to forget and not know who you were and then gave you his English language. Thereby, he controlled you, your very thoughts, because he knew the very words you were going to use. He taught them to you. Come on now, let's keep it real while we're here tonight. I'm trying to tell y'all, man, I got to say these stuff every now and then. Okay? Everything you do or don't do, he already knows the Webster's Dictionary. Why you think he gave you the word Negro? Because it means to never grow. Watch it now. I told you symbolism and everything that they write. You don't just get a word and then run with it. Come on, man. When they call you asinine, you think that he was talking friendly and talking, oh, man, I'm a big old bad brute. No, he would tell you that you was no good second-class citizen.
use the words feeble-minded, trash, insignificant. Come on, man. It is time, y'all. It is time for us, like the sister said, we need our own government, our own military, our own federal agents, our own schools, our own banks, our own factory, our own loan companies, our own farms. So when the food get bad, guess what? Everybody else going to be starved, but not us. Come on now, because we're going to have the farmland, I mean acres and acres and acres of land. And guess what? We'll do commerce, we'll do trade with others, but at the same time, if your money ain't talking right, you don't get none of our product now. We can go through that. We can negotiate with you, where beforehand we couldn't. Everybody remember when I said about redlining? They discriminated against you, sister, where you can't borrow money from banks. Why? Because if they let you come up, you're going to let your brother and sister come up too. So that's three people we're going to have working
right
in our factory, less people challenging us.
Right.
You understand where all this is coming from now? The wealth gap. How do we bridge the wealth gap? We bridge the wealth gap by sitting down, training ourselves, by sitting down and motivating ourselves, by including the infirm, the elderly, and the baby. Let's not discriminate against ourselves, our culture, and our people. The worst kind of discrimination that we can be a part of, y'all, is indoctrinated racism. Indoctrinated racism means that you're racism against your own creed and color. Wow. Somebody talk to me. Y'all know I told you I can keep going if y'all don't cut me off. So, but I'm telling you, reparations, we are demanding. Reparations, we will get. Reparations, you will not hold back from us, massa. We're not long on your slave plantation, massa. We're not worried about you stringing us up no more, massa. We're not worried about you taking our home no more, massa. Massa, no. The buck stops here. We're going to train and go. Watch this here, y'all. We're going to become a nation within a nation. And those who don't want to come on our side because Master's got them so wrapped up in believing that he's their friend, their lover, and God, they're going to be the ultimate sacrifices, y'all. This is not a game. The game is swell when it's played well. We have to be in pursuit of life, liberty, and property in pursuit of happiness. That's we get nowhere fast. We're tired of being the last to get wealth, but at the same time to get the worst or leftover foods when the new stock comes in. We're tired of being fed filth, you know, being restless, being not given the education. Our kids going to school and being taught to hate their parents when they go home.
Well, Michael, they
That's
said
are,
our
young.
Reparations. They said our reparations was affirmative action.
Look where it's at. Look at it. It's gone.
And who did it benefit? It surely didn't benefit a whole lot of us. That's right.
No, no.
Matter
but look,
right.
Now watch this. I'm glad you said that. Now watch this here. Affirmative action. There would be no need for affirmative action had you given me the same starting line when you talk off in a race as you did, Master. The affirmative
That's
action
right.
was to make you believe, to get you so relaxed in a belief that it was for you that you would quit fighting. So when they finally did take it off the screen, you were lost in the sauce because you depended upon so much upon this. Now you had to retrain yourself, re-educate yourself to be independent from a system that tricked you into continuing believing them. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Wow.
When you look at the welfare system, the welfare system, watch this one. Welfare turn around what? Backwards means farewell, don't it? Watch it, Michael, now. I told y'all, we're going to get a little bit deeper here as we go continue to have shows tonight.
Farewell.
Yes. Yes. This is why they have some for many years and encourage women to have babies. Watch this one. So that when they come into the homes, you can't tell the counselor what to do because I will take your welfare check from you. You better not have Johnny, the baby daddy, in there laid up. Because of y'all ain't none of y'all finna get nothing no more. So what I'm trying to tell y'all is that the welfare system was designed to create more babies as we are doing today so that we can populate the prison population and overcrowded as we see it today. We are 12% of the nation's economy, as far, excuse me, 12% of the nation's, as far as people are concerned, but with 43% of the incarceration, then y'all tell me, that's not a problem with that. We're three times that of whites to go to prison. We're three times that of whites to be in jail. We're three times over one as whites than being shot down and murdered. Why? Because of the unique color of your skin tonight, man. Let's keep this real, man. Let's keep it live and nutritious up in here. So this coming Saturday, y'all, for those of you who want to come on the show, we're going to talk a little bit more about black economic wealth now. Okay? We're not going to talk about reparations because reparations, it's going to be a taste of reparations too, but black economic wealth is going to be the subject for this coming Saturday, and we're going to continue reparations that following Thursday. So that way we can keep the keep our minds focused on racing toward an ultimate economic goal, white man justice, black man's wealth.
Well,
again, we want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. We're going to give everybody an opportunity for their parting shots. We still got about 7 minutes. So, again, everybody, anything everybody wants to say a few words, those of you who have been listening, again, this is your opportunity. Hey, y'all, come on, let's do this here. Talk to me, somebody. We got about 7 minutes.
Great call. Thank you guys so much for allowing us to come on your platform.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, please come back.
Please come back. Like I said, this Saturday and this Thursday, we're going to talk about reparations again this Thursday. We're going to talk about black economic wealth this coming Saturday. Reparations number 4 this coming Thursday. So, y'all, we're not playing up in here. We're not going to be one-hit wonders. We're going to keep this thing on our mind because, y'all, it's time. I'm tired when we go to the store. We see our people living in run-down homes, living from paycheck to paycheck. Can't buy an extra loaf of bread for their babies. Medicines are so extremely high. People running amok in the streets. Come on, y'all. I mean, people that's homeless. This has to be corrected. We cannot allow this to continue to go on. We have the money. We have the force. Guess what, everybody? Are y'all ready for this one? Your government works for you. Remember that. You are the employer. Come on, now, don't start it with me. I told you we're going to get deeper and deeper as we go here, as we continue to go with these shows, y'all. That's right. When you elect a government, when you elect official, your voters will put them in, right? So that means they work for you. Demand that they do what they're supposed to do, they get the behind out of that position and give to somebody else. So what do we need to do, y'all? We need to put our own folks in positions of power now to kill all this madness going on. Come on, man. Don't start it with me, y'all. That's right. If you don't like the system, get them out of there and put your own people in there that you know is going to protect your political, economic, and social interest today. Bottom line, this is Baba Wetafa right here at Oklahoma City, People Power Radio. I'm your host with the most, Mayette Yeboah is on assignment. So again, everybody, I want you to love your family tonight. Tell them that you love them before you go to bed. And remember, if you have an idea for a show, please call us up at area code 405-246-9089. That's area code 405-246-9089. And if you want to holler at your boy, I'm right here on People Power Radio, and I'm also known as Michael Washington. And you can catch me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, Michael Washington. I'm known, and I'm an operative here in the state of Oklahoma. And guess what? I mean business. I kick behind and don't take names. I will take no prisoners for hostage. Bottom line. And I want everybody to know that here, this is your show. We're going to realize you, recognize you, and give you an opportunity to tell us what's on your mind. We got about 90 seconds, y'all, so everybody, thank you for joining us. Let me say in a word of prayer, in closing prayer, may God bless and keep you. May he allow his face to shine upon you and give you peace. Good night, everybody, and again, that's area code 405-246-989 if you got a show you want to air and listen to on People Power Radio. Everybody be blessed. This is our time. This is our hour, and this is your friend signing off saying peace. Love and happiness. Everybody, take care of yourself. Bye now.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.